Okay, so I got a real bad feeling. And yes, this is another I got a bad feeling video, which is usually succeeded by some kind of crazy catastrophe somewhere around the world. This time, though, this is different. I've never felt this way before, ever. In the history of doing this channel, I've never had such a high degree of confidence that bad events were about to unfold. And it's affecting me on a physiological level. Like, I have this tightness in my, not my chest, but almost like my solar plexus. Like, I can, it's an inexplicable feeling in the pit of my stomach that bad things are about to happen. Okay. And I know somebody's thumbing through the diagnostic statistical manual of mental illness in their head, and they're trying to see what criteria I fulfill to lump me into some sort of psychopathological classification. But I assure you, it's not that. What it is that I have information, and it is informing the deep-seated belief that bad things are about to go down in the Middle East that are going to affect the rest of the world. Now, just hear me out, okay? It's not a panic attack. Trust me, I've thought of all these things. It's not what I ate. I sleep well. I go to the gym. I eat well. It's none of those things. And I hope I'm not losing my marbles. I mean, I've already mostly lost those anyways, so there's not much more I can lose. But with what I've retained, I think everything is still mostly aligned. Here's what's going down. Israel is about to start a war with Iran. And while that might seem benign in terms of geopolitically, it's not. It's going to have a major effect. I would encourage people right now to get money out of the bank. Just get cash. Okay, people are worried about the workers' strike, and I have a feeling that's going to be resolved. I know it's a motivating factor for some people to want to get prepared so that they can get ahead of the supply chain. Great, do that. That's going to be the least of our worries soon. Okay, there's some issues with Bank of America today, cybersecurity related possibly, with people's balances showing a zero. Again, these are things that are going to be rectified at some point. So I wouldn't particularly be worried about that. But this situation in the Middle East is going to get out of control. The Ayatollah, the leader of the whole thing, has a hit on his head by the Israelis. And they're going to try to take out the Axis of Resistance leadership one by one. But it is going to start with a massive retaliation, a stated massive retaliation against Iran. A Israeli official is quoted as saying that the attack against Iran is going to be massive. Iran has responded by saying that if you attack us, our counterattack is going to be much worse than last time. Now, I must address something that came up in the previous video. A unnerving amount of people in the comment section, I don't know if they're people, it could be AI, could be clickbots, chatbots, but they're of the belief that those ballistic missiles that we could see raining down following a clear trajectory to their target yesterday, that they were shot down. Okay, they're believing the Wall Street Journal and Forbes and all of these mainstream news agencies that are saying that the majority of the missiles were shot down, even though you can see it with your fucking eyes that these missiles actually hit their targets. And this is part of the reason why I'm feeling this sense of angst today, because I know whatever they're about to pull, people are gullible enough to fall for it. If you don't know, there was a study done in the 60s by Solomon Asch. It was a conformity experiment. He demonstrated in this experiment that you could convince a person that this line was equal not to this line, but that it was equal to line C. I know it seems crazy, but with enough social pressure, they ran these social experiments. It's a replicable experiment. You could probably replicate it yourself if you wanted to. You probably even need some certain conditions to ensure that you had the right types of controls, but you could do it. And essentially what it demonstrated is that people are so not just impressionable, but so susceptible to the pressures of conformity that they will believe something even if it contradicts what they're seeing with their own eyes. And what this tells me is that there is a force out there which wants people to believe that the Iranians, you know, everything was shot down, it's all fine and dandy, even though they tightly control all the information that comes out. It's illegal in order to show the actual devastation that was caused on especially the military targets. You're prohibited from showing any sort of imagery, sharing anything on social media, and they have sophisticated algorithms to make sure that none of that stuff sees the light of day. Okay, now why are they doing this? Why are they downplaying? Why are the satellite images apparently showing cloud cover over just this one little military base? Now, I've looked at the weather. Apparently, some people are saying it was cloudy today. I don't know. Maybe it was. Maybe we'll come to find later that there wasn't much devastation caused. But clearly, we can see with our own eyes ballistic missiles hitting their targets. Now, the question was, why didn't those missiles have explosive warheads on them? Because we've seen that the missiles hit their targets, but there wasn't this huge explosion that you would expect. These are missiles that can carry warheads that are thousands of pounds. I think one of them is like a 1,750-kilogram warhead, which is nearly 4,000 pounds. Okay, so these things can pack a heavy punch if they wanted to. We didn't see that, so we know that despite Iran not issuing a notice to airmen, despite them wanting to have a surprise attack and wanting to demonstrate their capabilities, they didn't demonstrate their full capabilities, because this attack could have been far more destructive if they wanted it to. What they were trying to demonstrate here is that they can get past Israel's missile defense. They demonstrated that. What they didn't show is perhaps the explosive capability that might have in fact acted as a deterrent. Now, Netanyahu was quite rattled by this whole thing. He was quite shaken by it. And now the Israelis, I think what happened was perhaps the Israelis thought that they would shoot down more of these than they did. But maybe there was something that happened on the back channel where there was some attempt to do a Pyrrhic victory so that the Ayatollah could relieve some pressure on him that was starting to mount for wanting retribution for Nasrallah's death, while at the same time having one of these situations where everybody looks like a winner, or the situation is ambiguous enough that you can't quite say, you know, whether Iran won or Israel won, and both sides can say that they won. And, you know, it will be a subject of debate for years to come. I think that's what the Iranians were told was this, how this thing was supposed to play out. But it appears as though they've been backstabbed, because the Israelis are about to do a massive attack. And this is according to Ynet, which is a mainstream Israeli news source, which I have no reason to not believe. And in fact, this is corroborated with every other mainstream media outlet who is saying that there will be a counterattack. Biden has said that he doesn't want them to attack their nuclear facilities. But even if they don't attack them now, understand that by virtue of the fact alone that the Ayatollah has a hit on his head and that they're going to try to assassinate him, which is clear as day at this point, it's abundantly clear that eventually that will be the target. So maybe not in this round, but definitely in the next round. Now, if they target Iran's oil infrastructure, the entire Middle East goes up in smoke quick. The Americans, I've been told, believe that they can, and I speak in Americans in the third person because I'm Canadian, but at the end of the day, we're tethered to the same sinking ship as you guys, so don't take offense when I say the Americans. I'm talking about the leadership, the military-industrial complex, okay? They plan on trying to get the Strait of Hormuz on lockdown. They actually think that they can maintain control in the Strait of Hormuz, which, of course, is the primary shipping corridor for a significant portion of the world's oil market, and prevent a global economic collapse, which China's not going to like because they just pumped their economy full of cash. They think they can get that situation under control. They can cordon the area off, and they'll be able to have a shooting match with Iran and Israel without it going asymmetrical in the direction of the Persian Gulf. Now, of course, it's very unlikely that this is going to happen. Iran has numerous proxies throughout the region that attack dogs, if you will, that it can sic on the Saudis, on the Emirate States, on anybody who they view as an adversary and who has oil and gas infrastructure as well. So even if there is no blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, you're going to see oil prices go through the roof. I mean, never mind this Bank of America scare today, never mind the longshoremen going on strike. This is going to, you know, just create a whole lot of problems in an already inflationary environment. That's never good. But Israel's going to do it. I can feel it. They're going to do something big. And it is going to have profound repercussions for the rest of the world. Iran will retaliate, as they've stated. Now, Iran has stated that they are going to retaliate by targeting... Well, they haven't specified exactly how they're going to retaliate, but they've said that their retaliation will be for real, for real. So they've demonstrated they can saturate the missile defense systems, they can overwhelm them, they can get ballistic missiles on target. They didn't seem to put big warheads on those missiles, and they could have. So perhaps they're signaling that we're going to go all the way this time and that our attack will be 1,000 times worse. Iran has hundreds of thousands of different types of weapon systems, missiles that it can fire at Israel at on a whim. And these are in deep underground military bunkers. They also claim to have some sophisticated technology that can defeat the Israelis. Now, are they talking about cyber capabilities? Are they just talking about missile defense? Are they talking about shooting down the planes, the F-35s and the F-15s that are going to be sent to do bombing raids there? Are they talking about hypersonic weapon systems? Or are they even talking about nuclear weapons? The IRGC, the head of the IRGC, has said that we've reached a level of technology that will give us the upper hand in a clash with the Zionist entity, they claim. So we know that Israel is going to attack within the next few days. It's going to be a major attack. But Israel always surprises us with how they do these things, so you never know what it's going to be. And this is why I think everybody is on edge right now, because there simply are no more rules anymore. Anything goes at this point in time. Israel will act with impunity no matter what happens. I mean, they've barred the head of the UN from entering their country today. I mean, that is just insane when you know the history of the UN and how it was created after World War II to prevent war from ensuing, just simply because, you know, he takes issue with the humanitarian crises that are unfolding as a result of Israel's defensive actions. Okay, so this is a very dangerous situation, and they're about to open Pandora's box. Now, Joe Biden said that we're going to discuss with the Israelis what they can do, and we agree on their right to respond, but the response should be proportional. That's a virtually meaningless statement at this point. You can see it in all of their eyes, from Sullivan to Blinken to Harris. They all know what comes next. You can just see it in their eyes. They all know that the good cop, bad cop routine is nearing its end, and the United States is about to get in there like a dirty shirt, because that's the end goal of all of this, okay, is to get the U.S. involved. All those guys in the Middle East are tripwires. All those troops that are there for really virtually, I don't want to say no reason. I'm sure they lend themselves to some sort of imposition of rule of law, but by and large, you know, 30,000 American troops in the entirety of a country like Iraq with millions of people, it's just sitting ducks. It's just an accident waiting to happen, and that's probably what they want. Rumor has it that Iran has closed their airports or on a high state of alert as a result of this pending counterattack by Israel. Biden has, in effect, given the green light, despite the fact that he refuses, or he said no, to attacking Iran's nuclear facilities. Again, plausible deniability. Now, if Israel does it, the United States can say, well, we told them not to do it. And then people are going to say, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to punish Israel for going against what you said? Well, you know, we're just going to send some troops to back them up, because, you know, it's like a little kid who, you know, it's not like the kid controls the parent, as I heard somebody recently say. It's just that the, you know, the kid throws a tantrum and it's just a irresponsible parent who doesn't know how to parent. And that's the situation with Israel and the United States. So according to the state spokesperson, they refuse to say, this is Matthew Miller, that Iran's oil and nuclear facilities are not legitimate targets for Israel. Oil facilities and nuclear facilities in Iran, the question was, do you consider them legitimate targets because they are civilian infrastructure? He says, I don't think it's productive for me to talk about our discussions with Israel. So again, we know where this is going to end. In fact, former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett of the Israeli government has said that now is the time that we must seize on the moment, okay? They want to exploit this opportunity to attack and set Iran's nuclear ambitions back a couple more decades. That's ultimately what they want to do because they know right when Iran gets nukes, it's game over for Israel in terms of regional dominance. They're not going to be able to act with impunity when that nuclear sword of Damocles is hanging over their head. Putin has a representative right now inside Iran, possibly informing them to the extent of what the Israeli counterattack is going to be. Because, of course, Putin is a silent intermediary, a mediator in all this. And it very well could be that the Russians have intelligence that they're relaying to Iran in order to minimize the effect. But it's still, we're still unsure exactly where Russia stands. They pretend to be against Israel, but they're not really entirely, and that's, I don't have the time, I gotta get going, I don't have enough time to get into the backstory of the relationship between Russia and Israel, and how it factors into the relationship with Iran, but it's incredibly complicated. As many of you know, the Bank of America outage has left many customers without money in their accounts. You gotta get cash out of the account, okay? Get some cash. I'm not saying what you should spend it on. I would encourage you to, if you got to gear up and you want to support the channel, I don't like being opportunistic. We've had a store for the longest time, but you know, you can get all your preparedness supplies at CanadianPreparedness.com if you want to support an honest business. Go for it. Or just go to Costco and, you know, give your money to the big mega corporations. That's fine with me too. If that's more convenient and it's more accessible, then go for it. But you can use coupon code World War 3 Survival, WW3 Survival, for 13% off. I lose money, but I just don't care anymore at this point. I'm just to the point where it's like, you know, it doesn't matter to me personally. I just want to try to help as many people as I can at this point. So if that means getting you guys a good deal with the stuff that we still have in stock, then let's just do it. Ukraine has created a new long-range ballistic missile that's passed flight tests, and they're going to start firing that into Russia right away, okay? And shit's going down in Lebanon. 47 Israelis were injured today. I suspect that it was some kind of booby trap that was left, but I don't know all the details. Estimates are 7 to 12 soldiers have died, and shit's getting ready to hit the fan, all right? So take it for what it's worth. You know, I don't expect you to just take what I say 100% as fact. Be very critical, scrutinize everything I say, go do your own research, cross-reference, fact-check, all that good stuff. But I can tell you, I've never experienced such an overwhelming confidence that we're about to see some very, very bad things unfold, specifically in the Middle East. So just keep staying the course, take care of yourself, eat well, sleep well, put your bad habits, try to be the best person you can be, because these are the days to seize upon when everything is running relatively smoothly. Okay, thanks for watching. See you in a few. Canadian Prepper out.